Gross Invasion of Privacy, Part 2. The warning specifically says whatever is recorded is immediately sent to another party who could be anyone or anybody or even several anyones or several anybodies throughout the entire world. The only warning you would get next is the sound of guns being triggered outside as the perimeter of your home is cordoned off to the rest of the street, unbeknown to you, until someone bangs on your door, or better still, just kicks their leg through it and enters your home with a long list of proof on a very long piece of paper. Are you in the business of gossiping about your neighbours? Then be assured that that information will eventually get back to them, exactly word for word, what you said through some devious means, simply because your conversation has been recorded by your new Samsung TV sitting in the lounge during meetings between two or more people. The people who do these things have no scruples and are only interested in selling to the highest bidder. Be very aware and careful about what you say about your neighbours from now on. Are you a ranter about politics? Watch and listen for the rap on the door in a short time after your current ranting. Again, spies are out there, already in the know about exactly your views on presidents, prime ministers, religious leaders and terrorist leaders all around the globe. Your ranting was recorded by the new telly in your front room. The information has been sent to a third party who passed it on to a fourth party who thought it so nominating and incriminating that they should pass it on to another agency being the fifth party, and so on and so forth. Well, what do you do behind closed doors and with whom? Are you into cooking up mixtures that are harmful to the health of people's bodies and yet at the same time bringing euphoria to the user? And that is the end of part 2.